So, the first question is, could you tell us a little about your school and your students?
Well, talking specifically about my students or our students is kind of hard because they have different personalities and different life stories. But in general, our school was in the past a military school and it belonged to the Spanish army. But then it was made a public body. So, and from some time on, it's been a normal secondary school in Spain and also for high school. And it's in the middle of a neighborhood of working people next to the city of La Laguna, which is a UNESCO heritage site, a very important one, and in the Canary Islands. And also, in general, I would say about our people that we tend to be easygoing and happy, maybe because of the sun, and that in our school we have a huge mixture of different cultures and backgrounds, mainly from Latin America, but also from other countries all over the world.
The next question is, what differences did you see in your own and our educational system? And is there any like methods that you would like to interpret?
Actually, we didn't see a lot lessons to compare,
Yeah.
but what we saw about biology and the chemistry labs was quite interesting, and I love a lot the way the students could practice different experiments, and because at the end we all people learn by doing. So I think it was quite interesting, that part.
So, Alejandro, what do you think is the biggest challenge in teaching in Europe today?
Well, that's a hard question. In fact, too difficult, because even having experience living in different countries and coming from a completely different culture, which is the Latin American environment, I would say that in general, it is a challenge to compete in some way with social networks and extreme exposure to digital technologies, but it also affects the society in general. So it wouldn't be thought only for teachers, but also that we have I would say, the false feeling that all knowledge is in our hand with a click, but you have to develop the ability to distinguish between what's right and what is not, and what tendencies and what which information is, for example, pseudoscience and what is not. And at this moment, when you have so many sources of information, the important thing is to develop the ability to sort and to decide what's right and what's not. And so at this moment, everybody can give their opinion about everything, behaving like experts, and that becomes a huge problem. So I think that the main challenge is to keep thinking or to keep understanding that education in the way we have known it till now is important, and that you have to know basic data even to survive. And I would say, okay, if we had a solar storm and all our digital systems, or some of them are kaput, they stop working, what would we do the next minutes?
Thank you. As for your experience in our culture, did you taste any Hungarian food that you particularly liked, or something that surprised you? This is a question for both of you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've been here before a long time ago, and I didn't remember the tastes and the flavors. And the first night was quite impressive because we went. Susa took us to a commonplace here, and we taste some different kind of meats. And I love a lot that one which is filled with cheese and ham, and it's breaded, no? I don't know the name. I don't remember the name.
Yeah, some kind of cordon bleu, yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Alejandro?
Well, I love pork in general. I love that steak with which has a kind of a part of the pig skin. It's Zigan something.
Zigan pechenya.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty good.
I love that one, but I don't dare to pronounce it.
Okay.
And also, well, I love meat in general, but what is true is that after 4 days eating meat, I decided to in the last days I decided to eat lighter things because my stomach was suffering.
And lastly, would you return to us in the future? And if yes, then why?
Well, in fact, there's a plan for me to come in December or any other month. Yes. I mean, here to repeat the experience we had last December. But if it doesn't happen, I would surely visit the town to see Shusha and the country to be able to know it in deep. Yeah. Okay. And what about you, Esmeralda?
Yeah, for sure. It would be a pleasure to return here to see you and to see also the teachers.
Okay.
And thank you for being here. And also, we are really thankful that we could host your students. It was a pleasure and it was really nice to meet you.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.